Are you tired of feeling stuck in a rut, unable to move forward? Do you feel held back by doubts and fears that seem to suffocate your potential? The good news is that Jesus promised an abundant life, full of purpose and joy, John 10 verse 10. But how do we break free from the chains that hold us back? And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. The Bible says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Isaiah 43 verse 19. This verse reminds us that God is always doing something new, and He wants to bring transformation and growth into our lives. To experience this new thing, we must be willing to let go of the old. Just as the Israelites had to leave Egypt behind to enter the Promised Land, we must release our doubts, fears, and limitations to embrace the abundant life God has for us. As 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." So, how do we embrace this new thing God is doing? First, we must trust in His goodness and sovereignty. As Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly." We must also be willing to take steps of faith, even when the path ahead is uncertain. God's promise of an abundant life is not just a future hope, but a present reality. As we trust in Him and step out in faith, we can experience the freedom and joy that comes from living in His abundance. So, let us embrace the new thing God is doing in our lives and step into the abundant life Jesus promised. Elijah, a mighty prophet of God, found himself in a precarious situation. Fearing for his life, he fled from Queen Jezebel's wrath, feeling utterly alone and defeated, 1 Kings 19 verses 1-3. His cry to God was, "I, even I only, am left," 1 Kings 19 verse 10. But God's response was far from what Elijah expected. In Elijah's darkest moment, God sent an angel to minister to him. The angel brought bread and water, nourishment for Elijah's physical and spiritual exhaustion, 1 Kings 19 verses 5-6. This divine provision strengthened Elijah, enabling him to continue his journey, even when the road ahead seemed uncertain. Elijah's story teaches us that even in our darkest moments, God is always present. We are never truly alone. Like Elijah, we may feel isolated and hopeless, but God's angels, His messengers, can bring us the sustenance we need to carry on. The bread and water represent the spiritual nourishment we receive from God's Word and His presence in our lives. Elijah's encounter with the angel reminds us that our journey is not in vain. God sees our struggles and sends His encouragement to strengthen us. As we continue on our path, we can trust that God is always working things out for our good, Romans 8 verse 28. Like Elijah, we can find the courage to press on, knowing that God is always with us, even in the darkest of times. Divine nourishment for a new season. Just as Elijah was fed and strengthened by the angel, God is preparing to nourish and empower you for a new season of purpose and destiny. His word, presence, and power will be your sustenance, enabling you to overcome fatigue and weakness. Isaiah 40 verse 29 reminds us that God is our strength giver, providing might to the weary and increasing the power of the weak. When we feel drained and depleted, He revitalizes us, equipping us to face new challenges and pursue our divine calling with renewed vigor. Empowerment for purpose. As you receive God's nourishment, you will be strengthened to embrace your purpose with confidence. Overcome obstacles with courage. Walk in His power and authority. Fulfill your destiny with passion and joy. Get ready to embark on a new journey, empowered by God's presence and strength. Like Elijah, you will be revitalized and equipped to fulfill your divine purpose. Embrace this new season with faith and expectation, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. The story of Joseph is a powerful testimony of God's presence and purpose in our lives, even in the midst of adversity. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, Joseph found himself in a foreign land, far from his family and home, Genesis 37 verses 23 to 36. Yet, God was with him, guiding and prospering him in the darkest of places. Joseph's faithfulness and integrity earned him favor with his Egyptian master, Potiphar, and later with the Pharaoh himself, Genesis 39 verses 2 to 6, 41:37-40. Through his wisdom and leadership, Joseph saved Egypt from famine, and his family was reunited and blessed, Genesis 42-47. Joseph's story reveals God's sovereignty and divine plan. What was meant for evil, God used for good, Genesis 50 verse 20. Joseph's journey from slavery to leadership demonstrates that our struggles and challenges can become opportunities for growth, wisdom, and greatness. The story of Joseph offers hope and redemption, reminding us that God is present in our darkest moments. Our struggles can become stepping stones for success. Forgiveness and reconciliation are possible, even in the face of betrayal. God's plans are always for our good, even when we cannot see the bigger picture. May Joseph's story inspire you to trust in God's sovereignty and purpose, knowing that he is always working for your good. Mary, a young and humble servant of God, was an unlikely candidate to carry the Son of God. She was a virgin, living in Nazareth, and not of royal descent, Luke 1 verses 26 to 27. Yet, God chose her for this incredible honor. Despite the impossible circumstances, Mary trusted God, and he performed a miracle in her life, Luke 1 verses 26 to 38. Mary's story teaches us that with God, nothing is impossible, Luke 1 verse 37. When the angel Gabriel announced that she would bear a son, Jesus, Mary responded with faith, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word," Luke 1 verse 38. Her trust in God's plan and power led to the miraculous conception of Jesus. Just as God did the impossible in Mary's life, he wants to do the same in ours. He desires to break down barriers that hold us back, open doors to new opportunities, and make a way where there seems to be no way. Like Mary, we must trust God and obey his voice, even when the circumstances seem impossible. Jeremiah 32 verse 27 reminds us that our God is the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for him. He is the God of miracles, wonders, signs, and marvels. He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, Exodus 14 verses 13 to 31, made a way for the blind to see, John 9 verses 1 to 7, and raised the dead to life, John 11 verses 1 to 44. Examples of God's power. Throughout history, God has done the impossible in the lives of his people. He provided manna in the wilderness for the Israelites, Exodus 16 verses 1 to 36, gave Samson strength to defeat the Philistines, Judges 13 to 16, used Esther to save the Jewish people from persecution, Esther 1 to 10, healed the sick and raised the dead through Jesus and his disciples, Matthew 8 verses 1 to 34, Acts 3 verses 1 to 10. Like Mary, we must trust God and obey his voice. When we do, we open ourselves up to the impossible becoming possible. We become vessels for God's mighty power and grace. As we face our own impossible circumstances, let us declare with faith, "For with God nothing will be impossible," Luke 1 verse 37. From persecutor to apostle, Paul, once a fierce persecutor of Christians, was transformed by a powerful encounter with God on the road to Damascus, Acts 9 verses 1 to 31. This transformation was so radical that it changed the course of his life, and he became a powerful apostle, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Just like Paul, God desires to transform and redeem us. He takes our past, our mistakes, and our regrets, and uses them for His glory. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we become new creations, and old things pass away. God makes all things new, and we are reborn into a new life in Him. Paul's story showcases God's grace and redemption. From a life of persecution to a life of service, Paul's transformation is a testament to God's power and love. God can take our darkest moments and use them for good, just as He did with Paul. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of transformation and redemption. Moses, a murderer, became a leader and deliverer of God's people. Exodus 2-4. David, an adulterer and murderer, became a king and a man after God's own heart. 2 Samuel 11-12, Psalm 51. Peter, a denier of Jesus, became a bold preacher and leader in the early church. Matthew 26 verses 69-75, Acts 2 verses 14-41. God's power to transform and redeem is not limited to biblical figures. He desires to do the same in our lives, taking our brokenness and using it for His glory. As we surrender our lives to Him, He makes us new, and we become vessels for His grace and redemption. A challenge to see the new. As we journey through life, it's easy to get caught up in the familiar and overlook the new things God is doing in our lives. But today, I want to challenge you to look around and see the new thing that God is doing in your life. It may be a small seed, a tiny sprout, but it's there, and it's going to change everything. In Isaiah 43 verse 19, God says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise of new life and new possibilities is available to us today. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of new beginnings and fresh starts. Abraham and Sarah, who were childless, became parents of a nation. Genesis 12 verses 1-3, 21:1-3. Joseph, who was sold into slavery, became a leader in Egypt. Genesis 37-47. Ruth, a widow, became part of the family of King David. Ruth 1-4. The disciples, who were fishermen, became fishers of men. Matthew 4 verses 18-22. Just as a seed sprouts and grows into a mighty tree, so too can the new things God is doing in our lives. It may start small, but with faith and trust, it can grow and flourish. Don't overlook the tiny sprouts in your life. Nurture them, and watch them change everything, cultivating new life. To see the new thing God is doing in our lives, we must seek Him with all our hearts. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Trust in His goodness and sovereignty. Psalm 84 verse 11. Obey His voice and follow His leading. John 10 verse 27. As you look around, I challenge you to embrace the new thing God is doing in your life. It may be a small seed, but it's the start of something amazing. Trust in God's power to transform and redeem, and watch as He makes all things new. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.